All right. Hey, everybody. You've got it tuned to Hold That Thought podcast. On this episode, Kyle and I are both in the same room at the same time. This will probably never happen again. But anyways, I'll get right to it. This one gets deep. It's very long. But we hope you enjoy. This is Hold That Thought.
Maybe I was born sick in the castle on top of the world.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 3 of the Hold That Thought podcast. And Jeff, we're coming to you live. You want to tell the listeners where we're coming from?
We're coming live. Sorry, Oliver just walked in the room. This is a guest appearance. Guest appearance from Oliver. Ooh, maybe he'll brush up against the microphone. Oh, there he is. He made his presence known. Yeah, we're sitting here. This is a live... We're both in the same room. I'm not sure. Like, this is like a tiny desk concert.
This is a long time coming. You know, we've had the many episodes recorded from a distance, all two of them.
I've been watching from a distance.
Episode 3, live and in person. Jeff, are you as excited as I am?
I'm pretty pumped up. You know, this isn't going to happen, but once in a 12 blue moons. And I'm not talking about the beer. But yeah, I think this is going to be a good episode. So just to get everyone up to speed, this is we're doing this on Saturday morning. That's late morning, 10:15 on a Saturday. 9 o'clock on a Saturday.
Early enough to get some basil from the neighbors.
Yeah, I got a little basil from my neighbor. Shout out Betty Lang. But yeah, so it's Saturday. Kyle and I went and saw Noah Gunderson live in concert at Eddie's Attic, which... if anyone's familiar, is the venue. It's like the size of a small closet. And it was, oh, it was so good.
Big enough for 7 people to cram in there with your hands above your head.
Yeah, I mean.
And the best part was, my favorite part of the whole night, is everyone gets settled in, the lights turn down, and the guy comes on the microphone and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Eddie's Attic. Eddie's Attic is a listening room." And I was just like, oh.
Was it you that said it? I think
did it sound like me?
I thought you went to the bathroom and then
I had a Garth Brooks microphone earpiece coming out in front. I went to work for her that summer.
My purple Slurpee and a chunk snow cone.
That's Alan Jackson.
Different song, yeah. Different guy, different song. What country western? But yeah, it was such a great night. I wonder if I can. Well, this. We'll see if I can pick up any of this. Here's a little snippet for all you guys at home. Alright, I better cut that off before I get in trouble. Copyright. We do want to have Noah on the show. And with that being said, Noah? Just kidding.
Sitting next to Oliver.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the show? What was your favorite song?
Sorry, I just expelled a little flatulence. I'm sorry, it caught me off guard. My most favorite part, man, I think those songs are meant to be, they're meant to be played that way. In a small room with an acoustic guitar, I mean, I feel like that's why they're meant to be heard too, in just a quiet space. So it was nice to hear a lot of songs that are normally really loud, played on a piano or just with an acoustic guitar.
And I think the interesting part about his music, more so than a lot of others these days, is it definitely has its features that can be played up loud. You know, like we could have seen the same set, same 15 songs. And it could have been loud and heavy electric guitars and lots of drums. But then they do stand on their own. Yeah. Just an acoustic set, piano, violin. You know, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we had a great time. Also, Noah is jacked.
Dieseled, might say.
Diesel fuel. Here comes Oliver. He's coming back in. He heard diesel fuel and he's in.
Second little swoop. Yeah, you know,
but I mean, I never realized how.
I think we both were just gearing up for lots of black, you know, black jeans, black shoes, black shirt, and he came out with some black skinny jeans, but a wife beater, white, and some white Chucks, it looked like. It really just caught me off guard.
Oh, it was a good look. But maybe he's found the light.
But I think I'm trying to figure out about what episode he'll be on the show.
God, hopefully thinking, four.
Hopefully four. I was thinking like in the 30s, but maybe when we get him on the show. Far? Maybe when we get him on the show, he'll give us some fitness tips and we can go through a little workout with him in the morning.
Oh my gosh. I don't know if he, I mean, I'm speaking, it's like he'll never listen to this, but as if he would ever would, I don't want to offend him. But I feel like he doesn't strike me as the guy that's getting up early to work out, but he must work out at some point.
At some point during the day.
Because you don't get looking like that.
But do you think.
Drinking sangria, playing guitar tunes.
Do you think that when they're on the road, like obviously they're driving from city to city, do they just go to Planet Fitness and put in 45 minutes with the lunk alarm? Like what? How do you think they do that? Do they have just like an all gym pass or like a musician's pass that just gets them in anywhere?
I think he's got some 20-pound dumbs in the back.
You think like when they're in their 15-passenger van, he's just doing curls like the whole way?
Skinny legs, big arms.
Wow.
So
that's the name of my third album. Father Funker coming at you live. Skinny legs, big arms.
Trust me, if you guys were there and saw the opener, Harrison Whitford, I think Noah may be bench pressing him.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
he's a little guy. He was my size.
What's Ranch Ghost? Ranch Ghost would sing Skinny Legs, Big Arms. Yeah. Skinny What's that leg. Song called?
Oh my gosh.
Big Blinds, big. Long Drapes.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Gosh, I think that's like this may be the. You know, it's like we're still trying to figure out what angle the podcast is. I think one of our angles is, well, music, obviously, but getting artists who are unknown exposure through the podcast, and then we'll get them on the podcast.
Yeah, I think, you know, when we started this, that was one of our goals was to, you know, definitely have music be a big portion of the podcast. And I think through the first two episodes, we didn't do any of that. So, you know, we got to make up for lost time. But yeah, I think we both definitely want to, you know, showcase some of the stuff we're listening to. And through doing that, hopefully get them a little more exposure and then bring them on the show.
Yeah. And without further ado, here's Big Blinds, Long Drapes, Ranch Ghost. That's a little taste test, a little sample.
If you want a little more, go to the YouTube.
The
Facebook. Go to YouTube, search Ranch Ghost, Big Blinds, Long Drapes. You want to talk about what he's wearing in that music video?
I forgot, but it's Big Blinds, Long Drapes.
He's wearing like a salmon-colored shirt. He's got his big old glasses on. And he's got one of those hats with a bill that looks like a pelican's bill. It extends like 5 feet forward. And he's just kind of swaying back and forth. And you're just wondering at what point that bill's going to take out somebody in the audience.
Or tip him over. It's got a lot of front weight to it. You just go right off the edge.
Oh man.
But yeah, so I'm not sure how we got to that point. But
Showcasing new music.
Showcasing new music, yeah. So last night was Noah Gunderson, Harrison Whitford. You got a little sample of Ranch Ghost there. But today, we're basically just going to walk you through the weekend. Today, Saturday, now it's 8, or excuse me.
8 in the morning.
Now it's 8 in the morning.
Early risers.
Now it's 10:20, but we got a baseball game at 1 o'clock. Go Bravos. All right, well, we'll catch you guys later.
On today's episode, we're going to talk about what we did today.
But yeah, so we got a... We've got a big day. You know, the Gators are playing 7 o'clock, Tennessee. So, here's to a day full of victories.
Day full of activities.
But that's that, anyways.
Enough about sports.
We don't want to talk about sports.
Yeah.
That's what we say, and then we go 20 minutes on a tangent about Tiger Woods and his backwards hat.
I forgot about that.
He's playing up here in up at Eastlake Golf Course.
Really?
Or Country Club, excuse me.
Just for fun?
No, they had the Tour Championship. Oh. The Coca-Cola Tour Championship.
Okay.
But yeah, Big Boy, I saw an Instagram video. Big Boy from Outkast
was hanging out with Tiger Woods
on the golf course.
Why?
Why not, man?
Oh, man, Big Boy.
You gotta hang together.
Andre Three Stacks.
What do you think he's up to nowadays?
Oh, God. I don't know, but they went on quite the run there.
I mean, they're iconic.
Yeah. I feel like their music just needs to get brought back up. Like, it just needs to start getting more airplay on the podcast. Here's Hey Ya.
Here, yeah, without further ado. Shake it like a Polaroid. Hit ya! Well, the problem is, like, you can't... They're not just going to start playing old music.
Yeah, Gainesville has a classic hip-hop station. It's like hip-hop from the 90s and 2000s. I love it.
It's very niche.
They go Tupac, Biggie, back to Tupac.
Yeah.
Commercial.
Sprinkle Outcast. Salt and pepper. Yeah. It's just for, you know, got to keep diversity up. Gosh. There's a station like that here in town. It's like, you know, 107 OG. The OG, I think it's
the
called.
The OG?
Yeah. The
OG?
Yeah, the OG. Ogie, Ogie, Ogie.
I don't listen to as much of the radio as I used to.
Why not?
Straight? Because I just listen to our podcast on repeat every time I get in the car.
On slow motion?
I'm just trying to get the ratings up so we get sponsored.
Yeah. If anyone's really bored and has nothing to do with themselves, listen to this podcast at half speed.
On
if
iTunes.
If you listen to it at half speed, send us a clip of you listening to it at half speed. We'll personally send you a signed poster.
We'll send you a mug.
We'll send you a mug.
We should get some merch.
I gotta make a little cash first. If anyone wants to sponsor us, there's like a t-shirt company who wants to sponsor us, we'll make merch.
Yeah.
And we will distribute.
We will gladly push your product.
What kind of products do you think you'd push? Like a hair gel or something?
Castor oil. Anything in a mechanic shop, you know.
WD-40.
Craftsman.
Yeah. Craftsman, they're screwed.
Really?
They're Sears.
Oh, they were. That's right.
They'll get bought up by some.
The Sears in the Gainesville Mall, I don't know whether I told you this or not, it's becoming a part of North Florida Hospital.
In the mall.
That's... So you're going to go visit like your great uncle in the mall who's like getting a prostate exam done or something. I don't know how you'd visit him if he's getting a prostate exam.
Hey, Grandpa.
Anyway, but you're going to be able to go to the food court and then go check on somebody in the hospital. So, I mean, it does make sense.
Yeah, kind of. It's a weird place.
It's different, but, you know, you go visit people in the hospital and you want to spend, like, a couple hours with them, but you don't want to be in their room for a couple hours. So you can go hang out with them for 30 minutes, go walk around the mall, come back, change their bedpan, come back.
Yeah. Ugh. Just throw it out in the bushes. Fertilizer. I'm trying to think, maybe it was that, or maybe I'm making this up, which could be really true, too. But one, you see in the movie, what's that movie? Downsize Me, or whatever.
Supersize Me?
No.
What is Downsizing?
It's called Downsizing. It's the one with Matt Damon.
Okay.
Almost like Johnny Damon.
Matt Damon, Johnny Damon.
It's got him and Kristen Wiig, and he takes... You know, there's these communities of little people, like, and by little, I mean like you're 1 inch tall. And they shrink you down to be a little person, so you downsize, and, you know, quote the title of the movie. But you live in a community, but because you're small, your dollar, you know, if you have $1 million in the bank, when you downsize, that $1 million translates to $50 million. Mm-hmm. And you live in these communities that are... They're like bubbles, but they're massive, you know, because you're small. So a 2,400 square foot house would house like a whole state.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there's a supermarket.
That's an interesting concept. It's like a Lego movie.
Yeah, it's weird. You should watch it. It takes a really weird turn. I'm not going to say anything because I think it's one of the first movies I've seen recently that had like an original thought.
Huh.
That it wasn't just another Marvel movie.
Yeah. When did it come out?
Last year. I watched it on the airplane. That was like a good airplane movie because it's like you didn't have to waste any of your time because you're already wasting it sitting in a chair next to a big fella.
Thanks to a sweaty stranger.
Yeah, eating pretzels in a DC.
Oh, God.
But yeah, it's a good movie. But yeah, it's like, you know, would you downsize yourself? Would you downsize just to...
Do you have the same lifestyle? You're just, you just know that you're smaller? Like how?
You're smaller. Some people were able to not have to work because, you know... Because
they had so much money.
So now you can just, you know... And stuff is cheaper. I don't know. It's an interesting concept. I don't think I'm not sure what I...
Yeah, because like a normal life-size banana would feed like a village.
Right. Yeah.
But do they have smaller bananas or do they have like a banana that's the size of like... I'm not sure
if they got into those specifics. A banana.
Because
bananas?
I'm trying to think, like, does everyone just bring a spoon to, like, the banana in the town center and, like, you just take a spoonful of banana and go home?
That would bother me. That's when I couldn't do it, if that were the case.
Like, some normal-sized human makes lasagna and they just plop it down, like, one square of lasagna and everyone goes and, like, cuts it up with a
potluck.
Fork and knife.
Yeah. Potluck style.
Potluck.
Just bring some home.
Oh. It kind of reminds me of a movie that wasn't...
It's called Downsizing.
It's called My Vacation Dream Home. I watch a lot of HGTV. No, it reminds me of a movie that's not scary, but it definitely scared me growing up because I saw it at too early of an age, and that was The Truman Show.
Oh, yeah.
That movie scared me
because
I felt that it was real. And I felt that I was being watched. And I saw it maybe in third or fourth grade.
Yeah.
And so everything I did, I felt that I was being watched for the longest time, for like years. And I wouldn't think about it every day, but then I'd, you know, you'd be going to the grocery store with your mom or something. And you're just like, you see a person look at you funny. And then you just like have a flashback that like everyone's watching and I'm in this bubble.
I mean, now we're taking a turn here. But really, if you think about it, I mean, a lot of what today, I mean, you got webcams and everything and all these listening, you know, the Google Home and Alexa.
Yeah.
They listen in on stuff. So it's like, I don't know, no one's watching or using it as entertainment, like what's going on in your home. But I feel like we're more visible to people than we've ever been.
Do you think that, like...
Yes.
Okay, next question.
Yeah. Next question, please.
Do you think that, like, I do feel like our phones are recording us.
Oh, I know they are. My watch is recording us.
Yeah.
Eric and I will be, you know, I don't know, Saturday morning, and I'll make a reference to go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Well, I get in my car I'm going somewhere else, but my watch will say it's 5 minutes to Starbucks. It'll give me directions to Starbucks because it listened and knows that we were just referring to Starbucks. So it's going to give me a suggestion as to the quickest route, because it thinks I'm getting in my car to go to that place.
Is that too much?
I don't know. It's too much when it becomes too much. You know what I mean?
Like no, I don't.
Yeah, like right now, like it's suggesting my time that's going to take me to get to Starbucks doesn't bother me, because it's like, I'm not. But like if
you got in your car and your car took off automatically.
No, or like if I was doing like weird, like it's 10 minutes to meet your dealer, you know, or like...
Oh.
You know, like if it, you know, if you were wrapped up in some weird stuff, that's just because, Ollie, that's just because I've been watching Ozark. And so I assume that a lot of people are wrapped up in some not good situations that you just don't know about. But
do you think that like 5 years from now, something you would have said in the presence of your phone or your watch is going to come back up?
I hope not.
Like, do you think that's going to happen to people? Like,
I don't know.
Like, I mean, could you imagine a presidential candidate in 20 years and somebody in a foreign country has audio of something they said?
In the
presence of their phone?
All these companies, Apple and Google, I mean, they're not, you know, sure they are listening for, I think there's a limit on what they can, you know, they're not going to release that information to, it's private to a certain extent. They can give it to advertising and stuff, you know, to.
Well, so super private.
Yeah, but like. You know, if someone said, hey, I need an audio file, but I have no idea. I don't know.
It's weird to think about, you know, just like what we're saying and doing right now.
Yeah.
And not necessarily us specifically, but what other people say and do, like how that will potentially come back or become public. I mean, because I think Alexa was used in a murder case because, you know, there was a domestic dispute and they had an Alexa in their home and they used it as evidence because it recorded the couple's conversations.
Wow.
So they used that audio as evidence. Now, I don't know if that sets a precedent for future conversations, but I threw the Alexa away immediately after that.
Did you?
No.
No, you didn't. Alexa, please.
My parents have one. I will say it's the cutest thing. My little niece, when she was 4 or 5, she would say, "Alexa, play Rivers and Rose by The Head and the Heart." And it was so cute.
Trained her well.
Oh, my God. It just makes me tear up.
Well, you know, what was I going to say?
Phone's recording.
I lost it.
We'll cut it out.
Yeah, we'll cut this in post. I don't know. Something like, oh, gosh. Oh, there was that thing with Apple and the phone. There was a phone that they couldn't get unlocked, but they had the finger on the dead body.
Yeah.
And they were trying to, like, they needed his fingerprint to unlock the phone. But I don't know what happened. I think Apple said ended up saying no way. I don't know what happened with that.
I just think that it's only going to get more interesting. This I know that's not a dynamic opinion, but this kind of stuff is only going to increase. Like, our devices are going to record everything we say and do and soon think. I was watching 60 Minutes.
A movie called Downsizing.
I was watching 60 Minutes last week, and they had a segment on about a guy who had a computer that, like it connected to the nerves in his brain and it had an earpiece, and it was like an Alexa, but it transmits information into your mind. So the 60 Minutes host was like, you know, what is the most populated city in, you know, X country? And he's sitting there and he thinks, what is the most populated city in this, in, you know, in India? And it tells his brain the answer.
Wow. Wouldn't that be great in school?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like, what's the future? I mean, is school going to exist if you can get all the information you need?
Erica thinks I'm crazy because I hate carrying things in my pocket. I don't like carrying, I don't mind carrying a wallet because it's kind of contained right on my buttocks. But, like, I hate carrying keys. I hate carrying a phone. A phone's not bad either. But really, it's keys and just, like, extra stuff that you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a thing that, you know, this one office, they were putting microchips in people so that they could buzz into the building.
Yeah.
They could pay for stuff in the building all because they had this microchip in their hand. And I thought...
This is real?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I thought, I would do it depending on what my access was. Like, can I start my car without having my keys? And just by putting my finger up to the car and, you know, can I pay for stuff? I guess I could do that now, but...
I think that, to some extent, is the future. I mean, I think of it on a rudimentary level, but there's my $10 word of the day.
Rudy!
I think, to some extent, we will have, like, an SD slot on our body. Like an IV port, you know?
I think we already do.
you go to the hospital, and they just hook up a new thing of fluids, and they take it out, and they put something else in. Like, I think you want to learn French, it's going to just, you know, it might be 50 years from now, but...
What about Rosetta Stone, though? No more?
No, you better sell your stock in the R Stone. But I do think, you know, to some extent, we will just hook things up, and it will be your fingerprint to search your car, and it'll be, you know, you want to learn calculus, and you just buy a calculus disc, and boom, it's imported into your brain. And
isn't that something?
You know, I don't know that we're going to have phones. I don't know what's next, but
we need a phone for it.
You're going to have a hologram that pops up in front of you, and you just type on a hologram to call somebody.
Wow.
I don't know. Take that, Apple. Yeah. They're listening right now.
Yeah, they're listening. So next September, when they release all their stuff, introducing Apple Hologram, our personal assistant. This is a tech podcast now. We're going to do an unboxing here in a minute. We'll unbox the new Samsung Galaxy Note 9. Gosh. But yeah, it's weird. I mean, it is funny how stuff evolves. But, like, right now, this is very... Erica makes fun of me for stuff like this because I'll be like, man, like, it's crazy that we're able to take a picture with our phone.
Yeah.
And like right now, that's nuts. Like in, you know, 50 years ago, that was not even a thing. Like that wasn't even a thought.
Yeah.
So now it's like we've got to that point, and it's, this is the greatest thing I could, you know, having a phone that can take a picture. And it's like, now, like, what's gonna, like, what is next? Well, never stopping.
I think nobody would deny that, like, the rate at which tech advances is like, it's like a vertical line almost. You know, the rate from the first television to color television was, you know, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And now it's just like, it's the growth is exponential. So where the technology in each new phone that comes out every year,
right,
you know, is outrageous. And just think about 10 years from now.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
It's going to be pretty wild. It's hopefully we're still around
10 years from now.
We'll be on episode about 7 by then.
Yeah, at this rate. I think Noah may be on by then. I think that's, I mean, total backtrack. But we got to come up with a strategy. We need your support. I feel like this is something that he would be on. I mean, I just want to ask him some questions. But yeah, we'll get him on.
Yeah, I think
we'll please our listeners one of these days.
I think the good thing is, right now we're figuring out the format. We're working out the kinks. We're getting familiar with it, and I do think at a certain point in time, it will definitely be something that people want to be a part of.
Hopefully.
If or not, it'll just not, be you and me. Yeah.
What more could you ask for? Just two buds.
It'll be you, me, and Father Funker.
For anyone who's for most everybody, that was Kyle and I. We're still going to start a band. We have a lot of different bands, a lot of side projects, but we have a funk duo called Father Funker.
TM.
TM. Yeah. Copyright TM. DM.
Restricted.
Is it? Like Prince with Tower Power and lots of horns.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit of
a little funk.
Puddle of Mud.
Puddle of Mud, Stained.
A little bit of Creed. I do love Creed.
Really?
Have I ever shown you my music videos that I made?
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
It's probably not a good idea.
You better take those off the internet.
Those friends of mine from my early college days have seen a couple of my music videos.
What do you mean music videos? Like,
just my lip syncing to... The first one I did was 45 by Shinedown.
Ooh, that's a good song.
That's a great song, yeah.
I'm staring down the barrel.
Yeah, I did that one, and then I did, what Creed song did I do? One Last Breath.
Hmm, wow.
Yeah, that was phenomenal. I did that in my house my senior year.
By yourself at home?
Yeah, oh yeah. Got really into it. Put on a cowboy hat and everything.
Ooh.
And it got pretty wild.
How many cowboy hats do you own?
You know, none. No, that's a lie. I bought one. I had it for a few years. It was a cheap one. Used it in my music videos. So he stepped on his tail.
Yeah.
My grandpa gave me a couple nice Stetsons. Yeah. Yeah, I got those at home.
What's the guy's name?
I should just start wearing them.
You should. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
What's the guy's name from... Remember Fairly Odd Parents?
No, I never watched that.
It was like a guy...
Didn't have cable.
Bruce. Bruce Dimmadome. This hat that was like infinite.
20-gallon hat?
Yeah, like it never, you never saw the top of it because it always.
Like it fit over Pinocchio's nose.
Yeah, it was just huge. It's Bruce Dimmadome. I think that was it. Comment Dimmadome. In the section below. Subscribe.
Oh, God.
Let me pull up my fact checker.
I do want to be, like, at what age can you just start wearing cowboy hats? Like, you know, celebrities wear hats.
Doug Dimmadome.
Dimmadome. I gotta check this out. Celebrities wear hats all the time. Like, Russell Westbrook. I was gonna say Russell Wilson. Wow, that's great. That's a solid hat.
Anyways, yeah, sorry.
Russell Westbrook wears the coolest hats. Carmelo Anthony. Like, I want to just start wearing hats all the time. Can you do that?
You can do whatever you want.
But where I was raised, you take your hat off when you walk indoors. You know what I mean? So, like, if I go to wear a hat and I go grocery shopping, do I have to take it off and put it in my cart?
No, I don't know
what you do there.
No, yeah, that's a sticky sitch.
But a real cowboy takes his hat off when he walks
in. And his boots.
And his spurs. Oh, God.
Takes his boots up at the front door.
I convinced somebody freshman year of college that I rode a horse to school because I was from Texas. People believe that.
That's funny. I think people believe a lot of stuff.
Do they?
Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it right there.
Yeah. Good night.
What do people believe? Conspiracy theories?
Yeah, I think Like, you know.
What's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Moon landings. It didn't happen.
I don't think it happened.
I think it did.
I don't think the first one happened.
That's pretty good special effects.
I don't think the first one happened. I think we've been to the moon, but I don't think the first one happened.
I think the biggest, what a lot of people have, it's like, why have we not gone back?
Well, you saw it. Elon Musk is taking some Japanese billionaire, the first private citizen to go.
Just shoot him up there?
Just all by himself.
Yeah. Hope he's got some popcorn or something. It's a long road trip.
I don't know why we haven't gone back.
And I think that's
we just send a rover every now and then.
Yeah, but I think that's it. You know, people are like, we went in the 60s, or I guess it was like 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
Which really, if you look at technology now, again, go back to technology, we could get to the moon probably in 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And do it safely.
We can have rockets shoot into the atmosphere and come back and land on the launching pad straight up.
And it's like...
But we haven't sent someone to the moon in 30 years.
Yeah, we can't send someone back because it's too dangerous. I don't know. Or to Mars, like... I don't know, man.
What do they say? It takes like 4 years to get to Mars?
Yeah, okay, so what?
I would do it.
Hypersleep.
I would do it in a heartbeat.
I've seen it in all the movies. And you wake up, you're there.
I would do it in a heartbeat. I would love to. I wanted to when I was
You would volunteer yourself to go to Mars? Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And go 4 years in the hypersleep?
No doubt about it.
You know what they say?
You'd be the first person to ever step foot on Mars that we know of.
People don't know that Mars is quicksand. The second you step off the ship, right in.
Right down.
There's so many people down there. That's where they're all living.
That's where the rover is.
Yeah. They're all in the core of Mars.
Brad Pitt's still stuck there.
Yeah. Abraham Lincoln. He's on Mars. Yeah. But that's like, I think that's my favorite conspiracy. Like that people who can't believe. Like, I guess you're one of the believers. I can't believe people. I don't think that we win.
Here we are. I do think that we went, but I think the Russians beat us into space, and we just had to be Americans and prove that we did something first.
Well,
we might have landed.
It's a lot cheaper to
go out to Arizona.
Yeah, go to Arizona and put a film.
I tell you what, when we went to Salt Lake City, I guess a couple months ago now, went out to the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Yeah,
it looks like Mars.
You mean Mars?
We faked it. I mean, it looks like Mars, or it could be the moon. I mean, it's just white. It's just like cracked Earth, and there's mountains in the background, and there's no one around for 20 miles. It's just wild. So
when I was a kid, I still, like, it's hard to grasp how, you know, the moon isn't, I think the moon is relatively small, but not like, I mean, it's small compared to Earth. Yeah. Isn't it smaller than Earth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you can see it from afar. It's bigger.
It's one of our moons. It orbits around us.
Yeah, but
it's probably like 1/100th of the size of the Earth.
But still, like, if you're standing on it, it's not like you can just like run around the whole thing. Like when I was a kid, and they landed on the moon, I'm like, oh, so they can just walk around it. Like, you could just...
Because you look up in the sky and it's the size of a marble.
It's the size of a quarter, and you're like, oh, man, that's a small landing zone. Hopefully, no, but...
It says...
Yeah, let's get a fact. Oh,
the moon is a bit more than 1/4 the size of the Earth. So it's a quarter.
It is a quarter. It's the size of a quarter. Huh.
You know, I would have thought it was smaller than that, but... The moon's mean radius is over 1,000 miles.
Wow.
The radius.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that wild? So it's like you see all the pictures and you know, it's just into the abyss. Because it's like there's no... Like, if you're standing in Georgia, you can't see, like, the edge. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you follow what I'm saying?
No.
Is it crazy?
If you stand in Georgia, you can't see the edge.
Like, if you're standing on the moon, it's just into black abyss. And, like, it looks like it's rounded off. Like, you could just jump right off the edge.
But, if you're on the moon, you would never see
the horizon. I've never been to the moon, so it's like, I can't grasp what it's like to stand on another planet and just, you know.
I mean, it doesn't matter anyway.
This is the Earth too now. Like, these guys are idiots.
The Earth is flat, so it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah, right. You can't get off.
You're
going to
fall right off. How do people believe that?
I don't know.
I just, you know, it's a dangerous thing when you stop believing science, I think.
Well.
Wait for you to respond.
I don't know. I think that's a funny one too. like a conspiracy, but people really do believe that.
People do. I just, you know.
Well, it's funny.
Back in 1200 AD, like, yeah, that was all the information we had.
Well, it's just funny that the reason that they thought that was because maps were flat.
You just laid down a map, yeah.
Yeah, and you just went. And so it's like, well, if you got to this point, what happens?
You just fall off the table.
It's like rolling marble off the desk. So you just fall
down. Oh, man.
But it's like, you know, when you take a ship and you start, what is it, circumnavigate?
Yeah.
Ooh, good. Ooh, I like them apples.
Would you do like a year-long boat circumnavigation tour, like across the globe?
Yeah, I think
on
I
would. On a boat the whole time.
Well, it depends on the boat. If I was on like a little dinghy, no way.
Kayak. Yeah,
a dinghy.
With you in a life jacket and a kangaroo.
In space food. Just
some MREs and an emergency blanket.
Yeah. Just dry pouches of chicken and Dippin' Dots.
Today's meal is chicken and dumplings.
Chicken and dumplings.
From a pouch.
Yeah. Freeze dried.
Oh, God.
I would do it, yeah. It's funny, we get the old homeowners mail, mm-hmm. and they were an older couple, and we get a lot of stuff from like Viking cruise lines and a bunch of different cruise lines. And there's this one that we got, and it was like a 200-day cruise.
Oh.
That touched all 7 continents.
Wow.
It took off, let's see, I think you left from Florida.
Okay.
I'm going to rock you through the whole trip.
Okay. All hold 200 on. Days.
Yeah. Day one, board the ship, put your luggage to the side. So you left out of Florida, and you basically snake down, hit some of the Caribbean, you go right along the edge of South America.
Okay.
You know, and when you get far enough down into South America, eventually Antarctica starts, yeah, right, so you barely touch Antarctica. Boop. From there, you circle back up, start heading back up.
Africa.
Go to a couple stops in Africa, and then you go down some canals. I think you end up getting, you must get into Asia. You
touch Europe.
Probably, yeah. But then you come back. Well, there's a ton of stops up, you know, you go up to all the European.
Wow.
European countries.
The Dead Sea.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I think it ends in Amsterdam.
How do you get back to Florida?
You got to take the other 200-day boat. Take up to Greenland.
Oh, man.
But yeah.
You ever been on a cruise?
Yeah, it's great.
Really?
I've never been on one like that. I can't imagine.
Well, but it's the like same a cruise caliber. Cruise. Like, is that what you guys did for your honeymoon?
No. We just went down to Grenada and just sat on the beach like a bunch of bums. Yeah.
I've never been on a cruise. I don't.
You got to do it.
I just don't.
It's worth it.
I don't like restrictions.
What's a big
But I don't think I would like. I don't think I would like to, like, okay, we're here in Jamaica, get off the boat for 3 hours, be back here at 2:59 or else we're leaving you.
Yeah, but the beauty of it is like, you would never visit that many Caribbean, you know, let's say you do a Caribbean, you know, you can take a cruise anywhere, but we'll say Caribbean cruise, for instance. It's like, to go to all these different islands that you would never really go to otherwise.
But when you get off the boat, aren't you just going to, like, Carnival's little 1/4 mile of Jamaica?
No.
Or is it, like, do you actually go in mainland and you're in, like, Kingston and like hanging out with the locals.
Yeah, you're the bobsled Marley, team. Shrine.
Like I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
I'll probably do it at some point in my life, but I don't know. I get seasick. Boat rock side to side.
Yeah,
my tummy starts turning.
The dinghy starts going. Hardly. That's.
I've seen Titanic too many times.
My dad's brother, he refused. He kept calling it a boat. Like, I'm not getting on that boat. It's like. It's like as far from a boat, like, yes, it's a boat in that it's on the water.
Yeah.
But
I mean, does it shake? Like, do you feel any movement? No.
It's a moving city.
Yeah.
It's so different than being in a car.
How many people are on them? Like
thousands.
5,000, 20,000.
I don't know that many. I think a good number, enough that like, it's a lot. Like it is like a little city.
And you're technically in international waters.
Anything's legal. You can throw anyone overboard.
Like, you can drink at whatever age, you can gamble. No,
I think that there's some sort of liability on the cruise
line. Oh, that makes sense.
But you can't get, you know, that's how you can gamble. And like for instance, the first day, so if you're leaving out of West Palm, you know, that when you're at port, you can't do anything. But the second the boat takes off and you get out to the open sea, and they open up the casino and everyone starts ching, 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 and they're pulling slots. Jeez. I mean, that's the big moneymaker.
Oh, I bet.
But yeah. You go on one. You go on it. Tell me how it is. Report back.
Episode 6.
Yeah, episode 6. Kyle runs into Bill Gunderson on a Caribbean cruise.
You know, they do those concert cruises.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
Really?
It's like, how many times are you, I mean, you want to see this? Paramore?
Paramore 7 times.
Yeah.
Counting Crows.
I'd see that. I'd do that.
I would do that.
You know, I guess that's it. It's all perspective. It's like, if it was a, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay $500 to go see the Black Eyed Peas on a cruise line.
$500, that's pretty steep. I'd pay a nickel. I'm going to rub two nickels together. I would see, yeah, if it was like a Noah Gunderson tour. 10-day cruise. Three shows each night.
10 tank tops.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I would do it. I think there was one not too long ago that looked pretty interesting, but yeah, Paramore. How did that come to your head?
I saw an advertisement for it.
They did a cruise?
Yeah, it's called like Parahoy. Ooh. Like, you know.
Them and Good Charlotte, huh?
Ooh. I tell you what, they came back. Paramore, not Good Charlotte. Panic at the Disco. Yeah, they've had a resurgence.
Yeah, wow.
You know, I think that's the trick to making a comeback and then having a hit song is...
Just make one song.
Well, one song, but make it about football. So that new song...
Oh, yeah.
It's Saturday night.
Oh, my God.
So
that,
it's like...
That is the key. Perfect. I want to write an album where every song is for a reason. Like, one song about chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
The one song about football.
It's like, coming up next on ESPN, Alabama versus Clemson. It's Saturday night. Yeah. It's like, how perfect. And then you know all those stations are eating it up, and he's making his money.
Oh, man.
But yeah. Let's look at that. Carrie Underwood. She had to come out with anything anytime, but she's got her Sunday Night Football.
Well, but I think that's... They want her to be the face of Sunday Night Football, so they're like, hey, Carrie, write a new song. They want to
put her face on a football. Goodell's changing the
shape.
Yeah.
Deflate gate.
They're turning it into just a hockey puck. You zip it down the field. Turn into ultimate frisbee. That's a tangent. They're ruining football, and soon it's going to be touch flag football.
I was just about to ask you, getting back to sports.
That's a different episode.
What do you think is the future of football? Do you think...
It won't be. Football will be dead in 20 years.
You know, I did think that for a while, but... I believe with as smart as we are, we'll come up with some kind of helmet.
Yeah.
You know, like catcher's masks in baseball now, there's a company that makes them that have shock absorbers. So if you get hit by a foul ball, the mask vibrates, but it doesn't touch your face. So you're not going to get a concussion.
Yeah. I think it's reduced. That's probably the future, is that there's going to be some sort of big innovation with helmets and pads.
Yeah.
Or else they will. They'll turn to it being, it'll be flag football if they don't change anything.
Which, you know, I mean...
It's crazy. And the whole targeting thing is stupid. You know what you're getting into. So these guys, 20 years later, say, golly, I got a little bit of a headache.
I don't know.
I mean, come on. If you're obese and you say your knees hurt, I mean, it's probably because you're carrying 300 pounds.
I know, but I played football in middle school.
Did you go wrong, though? I
remember a few times where, you know, you get hit or you make a hit. And, you know, I remember one time we were just playing in a little field in our neighborhood, and I went and made a tackle, or attempted a tackle, probably.
Made a tackle.
And, like, when I sort of came to, I was standing, like, 100 yards away at a water fountain.
And your neck was, like, shrunk in?
But, you know, just things like that. Like, you play at a young age, and you just think, oh, you know, at least 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you're just like, oh, I got my bell rung, you know, I got the wind knocked out of me. It's just kind of like, oh, like, that's what happens.
But that's what I'm trying to say, though.
But I don't know. I listen to Arian Foster's podcast a lot, and he's just kind of like, you know, he knew that it was
dangerous
as he got older in college and in the NFL. He realized that it was dangerous, but you just didn't know how dangerous. Like now, I think guys are starting to, and that's why guys are retiring just randomly because I think they have one hit and they're like, you know what? I just don't want to be 40 years old and not remember things.
I think more players too are probably getting smarter. You know, you can't always. That's any sport, you know, when you're playing baseball, they get down when you want to feel a ground ball.
Yeah.
You know, go down to one knee and do that little, you know, the old square.
Catholic infielder.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, same thing with football. They're telling you, you know, you want to put your head here and hit him right inside your shoulder.
Yeah.
you know, that's great, but when you're in the game and you're and you see a guy run at you and you have to make that tackle, the first thing that's going through your head probably isn't if I'm standing the right way to make the technique, well, to make the play.
Yeah.
So it's like you can bring in but rugby the, guys to teach you how to tackle all day long.
But the thought process is if you do it enough times, then it becomes second nature and then it's yeah. it's instinctive. It's
like smoking but cigarettes.
You do it enough times,
yeah. then it's second nature.
I'll
get them Virginia Slims and pack them up all Salem.
Last night, you guys just want some Swisher Sweets or you want some real cigars?
Yeah, what a weirdo. No, like if I wanted Swisher Sweets, I would have gone to the BP station next door. Golly.
Can I help you find something?
Jeez.
But I think, for a while I did think that football would not exist in 20 years, but I do think that they're just going to have to come up with...
It's too much of a moneymaker.
Yeah, I mean, somebody out there is going to invent a helmet that reduces the injury risk.
It'll be like a mascot-sized head.
Like Pistol Pete. Like the Syracuse Orange mascot. Yeah. Just a big old orange ball on top of your nose.
Yeah, it's going to be like the helmet, it's going to be what you see as a helmet right now.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be a big styrofoam shell around it. And there's going to be another. Yeah. It's kind of like the... It's like in baseball, what the pitchers are wearing. Some of the pitchers are wearing the helmet hats that like look like they're floating on their head.
Back in the day, the video games, you could get cheat codes that would do like big head mode.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly right.
It's going to be something. Something wild.
Something's going to change.
Tom Brady will still be playing.
Oh, he'll play forever. The football field.
We need to try Tom Brady's diet for a month.
What's he eat? Ice cubes?
Yeah, just nothing.
Ice cubes and
yogurt. We need to Google it. But you start talking about something for 5 minutes and I'll pull it up. He eats like just vegetables, no sugar, no salt, nothing. Just like a smoothie.
That's no way to gotta
be
though.
Blended with a bran blender. Ugh. Not even won't let metal touch his food.
You think Giselle does that for him?
He's doing some documentary on Facebook called like Tom versus Time. We need to watch and report back. But
yeah, he made out with his son or something.
He eats like a rabbit. And I think it was bad because he started getting other people in the Patriots to, like, buy in. Mm-hmm. And then the Patriots have a nutrition staff. And obviously they're like, no, you guys can't eat rabbit food all day.
Everyone's losing weight.
Yeah. But, you know, it's worse for him. Yeah.
Well, oh, goodness. Anyways.
I'm going to fact check myself.
Yeah, you fact check it. That's the problem with all these guys. Like, and I think I said this on the podcast and I've heard this before. But, like, you look at all these athletes and the same thing with, not that Tom Brady's doping, but he's got, like, his performance, you know, smoothies. And then the same thing with the cyclists. It's like these guys are doing whatever it takes to get to the next level and to be better than they currently are. It's like, and how can you be any better?
And they're just going to keep figuring it out.
So they're going to try anything in that. And if that means eating a steak ground up in a Ninja with some bran flakes and chia seeds.
This is what it says. Tom Brady's breakfast. What do you think it is? What do you think he has for breakfast?
Probably does an egg, some eggs with no salt, no pepper.
In the morning, he starts...
Bull yogi.
He starts with 20 ounces of water with electrolytes.
Water?
That's his breakfast.
Jeez.
Then a fruit smoothie. Mm. And after working out, more water and a protein shake. Lunch is typically fish and vegetables. Afternoon snacks consist of fruits, protein bars, and more protein shakes. Dinners include more vegetables and sometimes soup broth.
Ugh.
But like, he avoids alcohol, as well as bread and pasta, cereal, corn, dairy, foods that contain GMOs, foods with high fructose corn syrup or trans fat, sugar, artificial sweeteners or soy, fruit juice, grain-based foods, jams and jellies, most cooking oils, frozen dinners, salty snacks, sugary snacks, sweetened drinks, white potatoes, and prepackaged condiments like ketchup and soy sauce.
Because everyone has those prepackaged condiments.
Everyone just has a pile of them.
My soy sauce in the fridge.
Every time I go to Chick-fil-A, I bring my reusable Publix bag and just take everything. No white sugar, no white flour.
He can't wait to retire so he can eat a donut?
I think he's just going to eat the same shit. I don't think he's going to change.
Put on the street.
I only cook with coconut oil. I use Himalayan pink salt as the sodium. I never use iodized salt.
Mm.
No coffee, no caffeine, no fungus.
No fungus. There's a fungus among us.
He just... No caffeine, no fungus, no dairy. Shrooms, what is fungus?
Maybe like probiotics? Like,
oh, I don't know.
Kombucha?
Even certain vegetables and fruits are off limits. He doesn't eat nightshade vegetables.
Nightshade?
Such as peppers, tomatoes, and eggplants.
Golly, that just sounds like a miserable life. But he's got healthy kids, though, because there's nothing in the house.
It's probably not bad if somebody else is doing all the work for you.
Right, yeah.
You
know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, if you've got an executive chef that can make this diet for you, it's probably not that bad. Right. But if you're like, okay, I can't eat pepper, sugar, salt, caffeine, like, that kind of sucks.
That kind of sucks. Maybe he doesn't even know what he's missing out. How long has he been on that diet, you know?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know that there's such a thing as hot Cheetos.
I don't think I've had Cheetos in years.
I haven't had a Cheeto.
What's your go-to snack? Like, what's your like guilty pleasure snack?
Goldfish, pretzels.
What's something that when you're walking down the aisle at Publix and you just got a hankering, you just grab it and you just shove it in your pants?
Rotisserie chicken.
Just take the whole chicken.
No.
Right in your pants.
I like salty and sweet. Like trail mix. I love trail mix.
Really? Mm-hmm. With M&Ms?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a sweet trail mix guy. Yeah. I'm not doing the savory with the wasabi nuts and stuff.
Oh, no.
I like
corn nuts.
I like hot nuts. You ever had like a
spicy
peanut?
Yeah, my dad used to buy hot nuts all the time.
Oh, flaming. Erica can't, I can't eat them because they make her just sick.
Oh, your breath?
Yeah.
And the smell in the house? You need some more fresh basil. Wipe out the hot nut smell.
They come in a little Frito-Lay bag with the guy like running with his butt on fire. Like, oh, that's spicy.
That's right.
Hot nut.
Oh,
flaming nuts. We should get some peanuts for the baseball game.
Yeah, let's do it. Back in the day, man, I tell you what, growing up in my household, we used to always smuggle in food to the ball game. We'd pack it up in Ziploc bags, shove it in our pants.
Sunflower seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Ranch.
So one time, I got a bag of peanuts, and it's not in my pocket. It's in, like, the crotch of my shorts, and I'm probably 12 years old thinking I'm hot shit. And we get in the stadium, and the bag must have opened, and down my pant leg is a trail of peanuts. And I look back after, like, 50 yards, and it's, like, a peanut every 10 feet.
Well, Hansel and Gretel. Make sure you get back in the car. That's funny.
Yeah, so then when the Astros...
Call that thought.
When the Astros were real bad, like 2011, 12, 13, 14, they just made it okay for you to bring in snacks.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do, man. Get people to fill the seats.
Oh, yeah.
I like barbecue, sunflower seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some Slim Jims.
Slim Jims, ugh.
I love Slim Jim. A good meat stick. Bad. Ooh, what you got? Holy.
Got one of Oliver's hair in my mouth.
Kitty hair.
Anyways. It's going to take me a while.
All right. Maybe we should cut it loose.
Is that it?
I think so.
Episode 3A?
We'll follow up with episode, 3B, 3.2.
Go down and smoke a Swisher Sweet
And get some hot nuts. Basil. get some basil.
Oh, man.
A little caprese salad. All right. Well, we'll sign off. And again, this is the last time this will ever happen. So,
thanks for tuning in. Episode 3.
Check you later. Bye.
Maybe the whole gang is better off making money out fighting a war. Terminal motion.